Nadom, you shall me, corresponding to Nadom, Bavli, Daf, Chaf Aleph, the beginning of your shall me on Daf Zayin of a base, at the beginning of the third peg, peg, Avon Nadom. Avon Nadom, Hitiru Chachomim, Nidwe Zeruzim, Nidwe Havoi, Nidwe Shkogos, Nidwe Oinsen. Chachom permitted four types of vows, vows of persuasion, of exaggeration, of Shogig, and of Oinus. Nidwe Zeruzim, Haya Moiche, Hefetz, Amar Koinim She'ini, Poiches Lecha Min HaSela, Valaya Aime, Koinim She'ini, Moitzim Lecha Al HaShekel, Shneiem Moitzim, Bishloisha Dinar. Vows of persuasion, or if one was selling an item and said, Koinim, I will not sell, I will not benefit from the money I receive or from a certain food if I will sell it for less than a seller, which is four zuz. The buyer said, Koinim, I will not add, you know, give to you more than a shekel, two zuz, and both of them want to make the sale for three. Rebelezer ben Yaakov Eime, Afaroitze, Ladir Efchaveiroi, Shoyech Eslai, Yema, Yemelai Kol Medesha, Ani Osid, Lidur, Hareu, Bottle, Ravad, Shehezoch of Ashas and Neder. Rebelezer ben Yaakov says, even one who wants to vow to pressure his friend to Ibrahim should say any vow that I will make later is Bottle, as long as he remembers the stipulation at the time of the vow. The Gemara says, "V'chol nedorim lav chachamim hein she'ein matirin." The Gemara asks, "Why does it say the chachamim permitted four vows? Is it not chacham who permit all vows?" "Yevidam moishe roishe matoyis tala parasha b'roishe matoyis she'ein matirin nidrei am." We quote from the pasuk of Midbar, "Lamed pasuk beis," and Moshe spoke to the heads of the tribes. The parasha was made dependent on the Roshia Matos because they permit the vows of a nation. Rav Yehuda b'shem Shmuel v'yachad v'roi hu inam v'yachad v'roi ha'acher oisid v'roi chulin v'yizid v'chacham shemate nidroi. Yehuda quoting Shmuel said that v'yachad v'roi one may not profane his word by himself, but another, the chacham, may make his word chulin. Ena ben achi b'rishua oimer nishbati v'akayimah pamim she'ena makayim. Nanya ben achi b'rishua said, quoting the pasuk in Tehillim Kuf Yud Tes pasuk Kuf Vav, I swore and I kept it. Sometimes one does not fulfill while he permits his shua. B'rishua oimer asher nishbati ba'api ba'api nishbati chozer ani ba'api. Rishua says, "Asher nishbati ba'api, in my anger I fall, and I retract." V'cholam nadoim chacham im she'matirin, v'tanin an arbon doim v'tiyu chacham. The Gemara asks again, it's the chacham would permit all vows. Why does our Mishnah say that the chacham would permit four vows? V'lazer b'shem v'chiyah ruba, elo inan sichem heter chacham. Rav, quoting Chiyah Ruba, said that these vows do not need a heta for a chacham of the Mishnah permitted them. Rav Shmuel Shayon Amrin, Ilhen Frichen heta chacham. Rav Shmuel said they need a heta for a chacham. Isi, Harila Metzini Pesach Nadoim, and we can. There's a question against Rav Lazar from Isi who said we don't find a Pesach for any Nadoim only from here. Due to the Pesach, it's concerned like one of these specifically like one of these Nadoim. Amalei Shmuel Haga Alea Meisna. Shmuel said, gird your loins and then migrate yourself to defend your words. He's a plea galisi, asa yochal afe nidroi shalai api chacham. I have a question against Isi. In the Mishnah it says even this one can permit his vow without the chacham. Atalak on Nadoim, zvichem pesach m'makam ache, ve'elu chacham besidam. The answer is, all other Nadoim need a Pesach from elsewhere, these, the Pesach is right by them, which means persuasion, exaggeration, shogeg, or oinus.